Hey, and what's up, beautiful people? I'm your host, friend, brother, and voice on the other side. I'm also Solomon Mithamo, alias King Lead, and I'll be taking you through the Drip Podcast. Basically, the Drip Podcast is a platform where we share our ideas, happiness, grief, losses, and wins in life around such conversations. Remember, as I always say, a story shared to a keen ear is a story told to a generation. Once again, welcome back to the Drip Podcast, where light defeats darkness. As I always do, at every beginning of the podcast, I share my song of the week and a movie of the week. So that has not changed yet. So basically, my song of the week is Rise Up by Andra Day. Rise Up is a song which came into play a few years ago. I like the song for one, it's an inspiration song, and it is one that kind of inspires so many of us to kind of, you know, rise whenever we have been knocked down, or maybe whenever we are going through challenges. Andra Day is an inspiration to not only me, but millions of people in the world. So, if you want to listen to the song Rise Up and songs by Andra Day, make sure you look her up in all music platforms, and you'll be sure to get so much from her. She's such an inspiration. Secondly, my movie series of the week is Seal Team. I know for the movie lovers, this movie series is a kind of long time movie. But yeah, I got to see it a few weeks ago? What am I even saying? Some few weeks back. And it got me since it's all about, you know, the military experience and military operations. And, you know, for many people who watch action movies, they'll say, like, yeah, there's nothing different from all this. But what I gathered from the Seal Team movie is that there's so much that happens around a military operation. And nothing can go towards success if there's no cooperation or maybe union between, or maybe among the members. And yeah, I found the movie interesting, and for me, I rated the movie an 8.5. The reason I give the movie 8.5 is because, as many people would say, the action beat of it is kind of like a normal play, but then just to kind of like give a thumbs up, whatever is in depth, that is the cooperation and the essence of the arrangement of the script, you know, whatever we have to learn outside the action or maybe operations is so distinct. It's so like outside the other movie. So make sure you check the movie series out on any of the movie streaming platforms, and you'll be surprised, or maybe you'll be inspired. Other than that, if you have any playlist that you would want us to check out, or maybe a song that you would want us to check out, or maybe have it as a song of the week, or maybe when it comes to the movie of the week, make sure you get to us and maybe it will be featured on one of the episodes. Once again, welcome back to the Drip Podcast, where light defeats darkness. I'm your host, King Lead. You know what? I'll start by saying this. I know it has been a long time, and I admit it is, you know, a weakness for me. But as I promised earlier on, I want to be having conversation or maybe talks with people when I feel like I have something to offer. And something else, I believe those who wait always get whatever is good. I didn't mean to use the word whatever, but then whatever just popped up, so you have to excuse me on that one. So yeah, it is yet another good time to have a conversation, and you know, a good conversation is always, you know, I don't know where that came from, but yeah, who cares? We are never ready for anything. So yeah, I just wanted to say, like, it is a good day. On my side, it's just 15 minutes to 9. And yeah, a good time to, you know, have a good conversation. So I've been looking into whatever I want to talk to you guys about, and there's nothing better than having a conversation around something that you have gone through or maybe have heard about experience wise or maybe such kind of things. So today I'm going to talk about love on my own eyes, love in my own eyes, love around my own eyes. So whatever I'm going to talk to you guys about is, or maybe I'm going to tell you guys about, you know, my dating experience. I'm not going to tell you everything, because yeah, I have encountered so many people. Not that I'm bragging or anything, it's just that, you know, meeting people is just a good thing. It's a positive thing for that matter. And yeah, I know people will say, like, yo, he's a player, he's just somebody else, he's just, you know, another person out of, you know, the bunch of people who do such things. But yeah, I think to myself, like, I'm different from the others. You know, whenever people talk about the others, I feel like I'm a different, or maybe, yeah, I'm a different breed. I'm just something else. So yeah, I'll be talking about my own experiences in love, or maybe something I call love, because basically there is nobody who can say they are certain of the definition of love. And yeah, I know it is, you know, a couple of months since the month of love, that is February, but I just don't care. So basically I'm going to talk about it anyway. Yeah, you know, sometimes to have a don't care attitude is always something nice. To just have that attitude of, you know, I don't give a fuck is also something. Okay, it's kind of like a secret that I've been working on. So it's something that I feel like it's just comfortable. Like, whenever people are talking about you and you're like, ugh, man, it's nothing new, I just don't give a fuck, it just feels good. So yeah, I'm not encouraging people to have a negative attitude towards so many things or towards certain things. I'm just saying, like, it always feels good to, you know, shun the negative opinions of people. And so, as I said earlier, I'll be talking about, you know, the relationships I have had, and I'll branch them into, you know, three people that I have been with. I'll talk to you, as I said, I'll talk to you guys through three faces. Like, my first kind of feel of love, that is my first opinion of me having, like, the feeling of love towards an opposite sex person, the middle one, and a current one, which of course I don't know if it still exists or maybe it's just pew, because these things do just pew. Yeah, they just pew 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 pew, and you just have to let go. So basically, I'll start with my first one. So basically, as you all know, like, we all get to a point in life where we have a crush on somebody, and whenever you have a crush on somebody, you just don't know how to talk to them. You just feel like those people are just something that you're supposed to be with. As in, they're just people, like, you feel like if they just knew how you felt, they'll just maybe come to you and maybe talk to you, and you feel good about them and you enjoy life with them. So this thing of me having a crush, or maybe having the idea of a crush, started off when I was in academy. So I was in this school, a good school. It's a good school located in, you know, Kirinyaga County. It is one of the best schools, by the way. If those who don't know about it should check it out. It is Jufred Academy. Yeah, it's just a few meters from the Kagumo town. And so I joined that school in maybe around 2002, 2003. Yeah, somewhere around that point. And so, yeah, I felt so good because it was a school away from shags. From my previous podcast episode, you know, like, I didn't feel good at my younger age, you know, being a shags, but then I had to kind of like adapt. So me going to a school in the urban center urban center was kind of like a transition for me, and it felt so good. I mean, like, it felt so good because I knew I'd meet up with people and we'll share so many things. Okay, not like I knew like what I would share with those people. It just felt like I would meet just people who would be over or maybe around my league, and I'll maybe learn so many things. And so, okay, I scored there for almost all part of my academy level. And so that is from my, is it class 2 or maybe class 3 to my class 8. So yeah, to the best part, around class 6, I got to maybe get the encounter of this girl in class. As in, I just saw something. It was just, you know, some awkward feeling. Something that at that point I wouldn't be able to explain. It was just, you know, some thrill. Like, I felt like, woohoo, it's just something new happening to me. And yeah, at that point, you know, in academy, we were just, no, as in we had it, as in, okay, like in maybe class 4, 5, and maybe part of class 6, we didn't want to be like associated like that with girls. So each and every time we'd be put in some desk with some chile, we'd have these ground rules that, hey, you're not supposed to sit at this point. I felt so uncomfortable maybe in my class 4-5 sitting in between ladies. Okay, not ladies, girls, of course, obviously there were girls. I'm at there. Yeah, whenever you're in class 4-5, to academy to 8, you're just a girl. So at that point, I always felt like it was not my thing. I didn't know like how I'd come to maybe regret it in my high school, maybe. Feel like I wasted so much of an opportunity. But yeah, in my class 4-5, I didn't feel the vibe of, you know, having ladies around me. It was just nothing. But in my class 6, it was just something that happened. There was this transition, and I don't know. I just felt something like moving around my body, like, yeah, when I saw some chile. So this girl, I came to learn, or maybe get interest on whatever she was doing and everything. Like, I would kind of like want to know at what point of school, like, she was hanging out, her friends, you know, how she was performing. Like, it was just some crazy stalkish thingy. Sorry. So yeah, it was just something different for me. And so yeah, her name was, okay, I don't know if I'm supposed to mention him, but then it was a long time ago, so I don't care. If she listens to this, it's okay, we all mature now. And so yeah, it happened. So her name was Sheila, and I really felt like she was the prettiest person in school at that point. Like, she always had this way of doing things that got me feeling so excited about her. And I don't know, like, it just felt like I was messing up. Like, I was just becoming somebody else all of a sudden. And so I decided, you know, like, to always want to know about whatever she was doing. I knew from then, like, okay, like, I didn't know how to approach ladies because I had a fear, a distant fear of ladies, or maybe I didn't feel so comfortable around them. So, yeah, I just wanted to know, like, whatever she did, whatever made her happy at the point, you know, I just wanted to be just close, you know, just close. When I mean close, I mean that, you know, whenever you're talking about distance, yeah, I just wanted to be closer to her on all events. And so it got to a point where, I don't know, we had a reshuffle in classes, maybe in class 7 now. And yeah, she was kind of put where I was sitting down. Yeah, I remember that day very well. I remember the teacher who did that was a female teacher, because we had also some reshuffles when it came to teachers. And so, yeah, she was put, yeah, just beside me on my desk. And it felt so good at the same time. I felt like there was some chill, because I didn't know, like, how I'll be having conversations with her each and every morning when we came to class, or maybe each and every time that we were in class, because definitely I had a crush on her. I didn't talk to her about it because it would be so awkward. And yeah, I think it was kind of like prohibited to have certain relationships in, you know, in school. And yeah, we were young. I don't know if it didn't make sense, but then yeah, we were young. And so definitely to have become so weird. But I don't know, it just felt so good that she was just sitting beside me. It was just something that I wanted. Yeah, just being beside her, you know, sharing maybe her loves and maybe her stories, and, you know, observing her, like, each and every time she was having certain conversations, it just made me feel like, yeah, she was kind of like talking to me. You know, the feel that she's just talking around me just made me so excited. Yeah, I was a fool. But I don't care, because, yeah, I had to enjoy the moment. And so, time passed, and we started conversing, and the conversations were, like, so cool. So time passed, and we joined class 8. I think we started talking, or maybe, I don't know, whatever happened, but I need to go to a point where we exchanged numbers. And so, as I was saying, like, when we got into class 8, we started kind of like having conversations, and thereabout we got to exchange numbers and we started talking. I can't remember basically what we were talking about, since we were so young at that point, but yeah, we had conversations via text and everything. And I must say, maybe it was so exciting at that point. I can't really recall whatever we were talking about, but yeah, I think the conversations were just okay for that point, for that time. And it got me kind of like feel like I had just somebody, or maybe the crush thing was just moving on to another level. I didn't tell her like I had a crush on her, but then the vibe was kind of like so serene that I didn't want to maybe have, like, you know, a title to anything, or maybe, you know, I just wanted it to be like however it was. Yeah, I did realize from the, you know, class 7. I know I'm talking about, you know, like classes and. Yeah, I mean, I was so young, but yeah, I knew it like from class 7. Like so many people were onto her and they were talking to her, you know, maybe having the same chats, but I didn't care. The fact that I was having a conversation between me and her, or maybe a chat between me and her, just felt like I was the right person. I just didn't care. I don't feel like that point, being as young as I was, I made good decisions. Damn. I don't know if I still make such decisions, but I felt like at that point I was making so. Yani decisions that nilikuwa na make, I feel like nilikuwa na make decisions ambazo zilikuwanga tu sawa. Hey, si ati kwa sababu ilikuwanga tu ya hiyo mwaka ama ya hiyo point, lakini kwa sababu, you know, yeah. Circumstances zilikuwanga tu zilikuwa zaivo. So yeah, I think because I knew so many people were looking at her like in another way, but I didn't care, and it took her to me so well. Yeah, because you know, at that point people were still having like, you know, the boundaries thingy. They always felt like they had girlfriends and, you know, boyfriends. I remember at one point in school, you know, there was this kind of like a background check, and so many people are kind of like snitched on, and they had to be taken to the head teacher or maybe some discipline mistress. Yeah, bigger to Madam Rose. And yeah, they had to suffer the consequences of having been in, you know, like a relationship in school, in academy. Damn, I don't know. I just was so happy with myself since I was not caught up in that snitching list. I was just doing my own thing. I was just being maybe a cool guy. I just didn't know how I did appear in those lists. Maybe the snitch didn't know about me, or maybe I played my game so well. But yeah, I just felt like mine was just not on the open, and yeah, I think I was wise enough to keep it at that. And so yeah, we got to do a, you know, KCC, which happens to be the national examination so that you could proceed to, you know, high school. And I, at that moment, I felt like maybe would lose contact with her, and it felt so kind of like, you know, an off thing. Like, I just felt like maybe in the first place it was never meant to be. But yeah, I joined high school. I joined Kirugwe Boys, a school a few kilometers from where I was, you know, studying in academy. And yeah, I started doing my high school, and okay, like at that point I felt like, okay, maybe new things, new beginnings, new way of doing things. But I remember, like, I got to kind of see her at some point in high school, like in my first year. No, my first form, as in during a game thingy, and I felt like maybe I needed to kind of catch up with her. But I remember the first instance I didn't get to see her, and okay, like, you know, see her and talk to her, but then I saw her from a distance, and so I felt like, yo, maybe it's time I got to know whatever school she was in, and maybe reach out and maybe see if things would be moving to a notch. Yeah, and so they're about maybe after some months or maybe an year we started having okay, like in high school, you know how you write to each other letters and everything. So you started communicating and communicating, writing to each other. I felt so comfortable. One instance I remember, her letter was so cool. It was so like in this perfume and in this dedication that you use. My God. Okay, crazy stuff. And I remember feeling so good about that. Like, I remember feeling like she was just the one for me. But after some months, we lost communication. I remember trying to reach her via phone when we went for holidays, and her phone wasn't going through. So, you know, communication just, anyway, was just cut off. I remember trying to, you know, find out about, you know, her being in school, but then I came to learn afterwards that she was not in the school anymore, that she, I don't know, whatever happened, but something just happened and she had to leave that school. And that's how, you know, our communication with Sheila just poof. Yeah, I remember kind of feeling some type of way, like missing her, but then I just kind of like thought, like maybe it was just never meant to be, or maybe since we didn't have, you know, that thingy so deep, maybe it was just a game that I had to play at the moment. But yeah, it was kind of like, I don't know, I had some small kind of like feelings that didn't get to grow to another extent. And so, yeah, I decided to kind of like move on. I remember that was in my second form, Kerugoya Boys. And so afterwards, we went for some months and then we came back home for long holidays. And I remember me just sitting back at home, you know, just enjoying the holiday since we didn't have, you know, the tuition thingy going on. And I remember my friend coming home and asking that we have, you know, that reading together during the evenings. And I was so up to it since I was so bored back at home, you know, the tuition. And I just wanted to feel, you know, occupied and, you know, having some friends around. And I remember just one evening, the guy kind of recommending that I join them in school for their tuition. And I was kind of like, how now? And he was like, his school was kind of like in allowing people from different schools to kind of like pop up and, you know, join them for the tuition with some extra fee. And so I told the guy, like, I would consider, I just had to, you know, talk to my parents and we would have things sorted. And so when I shared that evening with my parents, they were so up for it and, yeah, requested me to know about the tuition in the school. And so the next morning, I just went to the school, talked to the bursar, and they just gave me some, you know, a receipt on what I was supposed to pay, and then joined the school the next day. And so I started going to the tuition. The first days were kind of like cool. We learned a lot, and I felt like the school was just something since it was a mixed school. And since I joined high school, I was in a boys' school, so being in a mixed school, which was a high school, a secondary school, was kind of like amusing. I felt like, yeah, maybe it was a place to be. Maybe all in all, I was supposed to be enrolled in such a school. Don't know. It's just some way some guy around his puberty feels like they just want to be around, you know, ladies or maybe girls. And yeah, I felt the same. And I enjoyed the place because I saw basically everything that I wanted to see. And what my eyes saw at that point, they enjoyed, and it made me feel like maybe this was my place. Not knowing there was so much to see than that. But yeah, I continued going to the school throughout the week, and after some point I was just doing my own schedule, like, you know, me in school, going for tea, going for lunch, and, you know, going back home. But then one day, maybe something got my attention. Like, I was just seated after lunch, you know, doing my studying kidogo. And in front of me, I saw some chile. Hey, she stood out. Yeah. Basically, she stood out because... Yo, I always didn't feel the vibe with the countryside girls. I just felt like they had nothing more to offer, and maybe I just needed another kind of like taste from the urban. I don't know. I just feel like there was just something. I'm so missing how it was kind of like, ooh, it's just something. There must be something out here. And so, yeah, she had these long, is it braids? I'll just say hair. Okay, yeah, the braids and whatever she had done to her hair. And she was kind of, like, toned, her skin, though. And she had these blue, is it blue? Yeah, I don't know. I'm a guy, you saw it, like, often it comes to colors, but it was kind of like a blue skirt that had her so like something else. And I got so attracted. I was reading at that point, so yo, all the attention just got to her, and I was kind of like so amused. I wanted to ask my cousin, who was just sitting just adjacent or maybe just beside me in class, but I don't know, maybe they thought just went away, or maybe I just didn't feel like. But I remember going back home and feeling like there was just something awkward happening. And so I asked the guy that always popped up to my place so that we would have the studies, his name Bob. So I asked Bob, you know, okay, like, I saw this chile in class, she was like this and this and this and this, so could you maybe know about her, maybe tell me something about her? Okay, Bob at first didn't kind of like get the description, but then after me explaining further, he told me like he knew the chile, and not only that, he had the number. Boom. How lucky is that, though? And so it started getting interesting. Like, now I have a number here for somebody. I feel like we could have something, or maybe I'll try to maybe get into something with her. So I took the number from Bob and put it on my phone, but then other day I didn't feel like I needed to call her since I was so excited. Maybe I would spoil things. And so the next day we went to school. I saw the chile again. She was just looking stunning. I mean, stunning. Yeah. I know it's awkward, but yeah. She was just looking fine. And yeah, I decided, like, you know what, I was not going to talk to her. I think I was just, I don't know, I just don't know how I felt at that point, but I felt just, yeah, fishy. Yeah, like, I just didn't want that to be, like, something that would cloud my mindset at that point. Or maybe, or so I thought. And so after some days, that is just nearing the weekend, I called her in the afternoon, or maybe in the evening, and Yeah, I say hi and everything, and so I asked her to kind of like guess who she was talking to. Surprise of all surprises. Surprise of all surprises again. She guessed my name right. Like, yay, you solo. So yeah, I was shocked. I'm not going to lie, I was shocked because I didn't expect like she saw me like that, but yeah, she guessed my name right, and we had a conversation still, and we decided to see each other at some place just near our places. Something else, her place was not so distant from my places, so I got to realize that. And so where we got to meet, we talked, and she wanted me to know her place, and so we walked towards, or maybe near her place, and I got to know her place, and I don't know, like this chile was just so receptive for the first encounter, for the first meetup. She came with a pause. Tell me this thing was not heaven sent. Yeah, I don't know. Or maybe she was the apple of my eye at that moment. Oh my god, I don't know. I just felt so comfortable at that point. And yeah, we started talking. We even set dates to meet each other and maybe know more about each other since I had her number and she already had my number. We started conversing from that point. Her name, Claire. Claire, as in her name was just so exciting. Her name is also so exciting at this point. Yeah, Claire. And yeah, I'm going to talk about Claire in the next episode. So kindly tag along, because I'll be talking about Claire and how we got to play along with Claire. So yeah, stick along, make sure you stick along. Tag your friend also who may want to know about me and this. Yeah, so yeah. Amazing. Stick along.
For these and more episodes to come, make sure you check us out on all podcast distribution platforms at The Drip Podcast. Subscribe and make sure you tell a friend to join in the family. You could also follow me at I Am King Lit on Instagram, Mr. Lit on Twitter, and Lit Kings on Facebook. Follow the podcast also and our other blog at The Drip Podcast and Legally Lit on Instagram. I can't wait to hear from you guys. So whenever you have something that you want to say about the podcast, make sure you shout us out or tag us out. Till next time, I have been your host, King Lit. Bye bye.